Om Shanti. Power of Thought. This is episode number 48. This is the Avyakta Murli of 26th March 1970. Babdada is smiling. There was a lecture by Brother Kin. In one of his lectures he said, what does it mean when Baba smiles? There is some hidden meaning. Definitely. Whenever Baba smiles, this is not an ordinary smile. There must be some very deep hidden meaning behind that smile. So Babdada is smiling. Because even though you are mature, you sometimes start playing the games of your childhood. Do you know what the games with the dolls are? Gudiyo ka khel, Baba says. You start playing these games of dolls. They create a whole life story. They bring it up from little, then they marry it. In the same way, children also create a creation of thoughts in some respect and then sustain it and then they bring it up and they themselves are distressed by it. So, is this not a game of dolls? Game of dolls. Then, they are even amazed at themselves. Now, you must not create such a creation. Babdada doesn't create any wasteful creation. But, the children create a wasteful creation and then make efforts to finish it and move away from it. Therefore, you must not create such a creation. You create an accurate creation very quickly, in 1 second, and also create an inaccurate creation with just as much speed. Sulta and Ulta, Rachna, Baba says. You make so many thoughts in 1 second. What need is there to create a creation? Give it time and then try to finish it. Now you have to apply a brick to this creation. So Baba is smiling. Why Baba is smiling? Because he is seeing that children are playing doll game. You know doll? Dolls. Okay? So children are playing this doll game. What sort of game they are playing? Just as children, they take doll, then they decorate it, and then they marry it, and then sometimes they get distressed by it. That's what is known as doll games. Baba said, what you do, you create creations, means thoughts. You sustain them. And then you are distressed by them. Tang. You are distressed by them. You get influenced by them. You get sorrowful. So, it is like you are becoming childish. See, there are two things here. One is to be a child, to be like a child. Another is to be childish. What is difference? Baba said you have to be like a small child. Innocence. That means innocence. You have to become like a child. That's a good thing. Child denotes purity. Child is an indication of a pure being. So you have to become like a child, innocent like a child. You have to become pure like a child. You have to become like a small child, Baba says, simple like a child. But you should not become childish. You become like a child, but not childish. Jesus Christ, it's shown in Bible, he's standing and some children are coming to see him. But his disciples are not allowing those children to see him. They are rebuking them. So Jesus said, let them come, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Because they are innocent beings. Let them come to me. And he lifts one child in his lap. So he says that kingdom of God belongs to persons who are like children. Baba also says you have to become like a small child. He himself is saying everywhere, sweet children, sweet children, sweet children, long lost and now found children. Means you have to become like a child. Because he is your father. But you don't become childish. Don't be childish. Now, childish, what does it mean to become childish? Is to behave like a child. Is to act like a child. Is to act without maturity. That is to become childish. So what are those childish acts? What are those childish acts we do? Crying, showing temper tantrums, that is nakre. Then Then, what are the childish activities which we should not do? Getting angry, getting upset. These are all childish things. Even children get upset, children get angry. At one moment happy, and another moment upset. This is what children do. Then, what is to become? What are the other childish activities? Childish, okay. You are just questioning, okay. Complaining, then. These are all childish activities. These are not the signs of maturity. To get confused. These are childish activities. To ask foolish questions. These are childish activity. To have a very less understanding about things. To behave in an immature manner is a childish. Yesterday's slogan. To sometimes become adamant. You know, to Balhat. That is quite famous. Once you are adamant, you refuse to bow down. You refuse to give in. You are adamant. So that is also child. What I was telling? Stealing something else. This. Okay, we'll come to that. Okay, so what are the other childish activities? You love to play with dolls. Now dolls are unreal things. Yeah, I was talking about yesterday's slogan. Baba said, recognize the accurate truth. Yatharth Satya. Recognize the accurate truth. Then only it will be easy for you to experience super sensuous happiness. So now, recognize the accurate truth. So children are far away from truth. They are living in their world of imagination. And they also become children whilst playing with those. They become like a doll. I am a Barbie doll or girl. All those, you know, like those dolls they become. The world of imagination, the world of fantasy. And suppose a small girl is there and she is playing with a doll, okay, and if you snatch away that doll, she gets angry. Or if by mistake she forgets that doll at home and she goes to some other place, she misses that doll. Now doll is an imaginary thing. Doll is an imaginary thing. Still the person misses that doll. It is shown in the Alice in Wonderland that Alice runs after that rabbit and goes to that rabbit hole and she is coming down now. Okay? Now during that journey of coming down or falling down, she is seeing different things there. Some cupboards, some books, some rats. So, but she was earlier playing with her cat whose name was Dinah. So during this journey, she is missing Dinah. She says, oh Dinah, where are you? I'm missing you. You should have been here with you in my journey of falling down. And she says to Dinah, here there are cats, but I know you like mice to eat. Cats eat mice. But here there are cats, bats. So she said, oh Dinah, would you like to eat bat? I don't know whether cats eat bat or not. She is doing self-talk. Imaginary. So she, because that Dinah is a cat, that is her doll in one way. And she is missing that. So this is all, you know, to be childish means to behave like a child. To miss imaginary things. To live in those imaginary memories. This is childish acts. So Baba says, you have to become mature. Misuse of knowledge, that also is to become a child. Okay. Yeah, you can say that also. And child has got lot of energy. Abundant energy. Indomitable energy. Child, you cannot compete with child. There was one psychologist in America. So he got married. And he got a small child. So now, since he was a psychologist, he wanted to do one experiment. He found that his child is always running here, there, doing something. So much energy from where this small kid gets. So he gives an ad in the newspaper that anybody who can beat my child, I will give him some prize. The condition is that you have to behave exactly like this child. If the child jumps, you have to jump. If the child runs, you have to run. If the child sleeps, you have to sleep. Whatever child does, you have to do. So there was one big wrestler in America who was very much, very strong. And so he came. He said, it's nothing. I want to get the prize. But the condition was you have to behave exactly like that small child. If the small child cries, you have to cry. If he laughs, you have to laugh. If he climbs somewhere, you have to climb there. So the full freedom was given and they were given time. So by evening, that wrestler, he was flat on the ground. And the child was just running here, there, there. He was just doing all sorts of nonsensical things. Such energy small child has. Such energy. Because you must know that the children have a lot of energy. They keep on playing the whole day. If we do the same thing what they do, we might get tired, exhausted. But they don't. So, but they do all nonsensical things. All nonsensical things that have no meaning. So, you don't have to become like that. Become childlike means to imbibe their innocence, their simplicity, childlike quality. That is what is to become childlike. But not to become childish. Don't start playing these doll games. Baba said, you are creating wasteful thoughts. They are your creation. Then you sustain them and then you are distressed by them and then you try to finish them. But how much time is wasted in all of this? Bhavdada never creates wasteful creation, but you create wasteful creation. Now apply a brick to this wasteful creation. What a great analogy Baba has given. Children playing with dolls. We are also creating dolls of thoughts, playing with them, decorating them, sometimes marrying them off and getting sorrowful. Everything in the imagination. Everything in the imagination. Like there is a story of two people. They were produced in the court before the judge. Two people, they were in the in front of the judge and they were asked, what's your fault? The one person was saying, you tell. He was telling to other person. The other person was telling, no, you tell. He was telling, no, you tell. He said, what is going on between you two? Tell what is the fault. What crime you committed? He said, we feel ashamed to tell of it, but it has been done. So he said, what happened? Tell. Tell in detail everything. He said, what happened? We both were good friends. So we were sitting on a seashore and then we started conversing. So my friend says, I am thinking of purchasing a farm. So other person says, yes, I am also thinking of purchasing a bullock, bass, what we call it. So, yeah, bell, yeah, bell, sorry. So not buffalo, bell. So he says, I am thinking of purchasing a farm. Other person says, I am thinking of purchasing a bullock. So this person says, please don't purchase bullock. He says, why? Because I will not tolerate if your bullock comes into my farm. He said, "Wow, who are you to tell me? How can I control bullock? Bullocks are bullocks, they will go everywhere. How dare you say me that my bullock will not come in your farm?" He said, "Just see, if your bullock comes in my farm, then our friendship is broken." He says, then on that sand, they draw a line. This is my farm, he says. The other person says, this is my bullock. And the other person says, see, my bullock is coming into your farm. He says, how dare your bullock come in my farm? And they start fighting. They start quarreling with each other. And this is how a great quarrel happens and they are produced in the court. So, how to solve this? So this is, you know, this is all in the imagination. This is all. So this is like that only. We create mental thoughts or stories, or that is our dolls, and then we expand them and then we get affected, sometimes happy, unhappy because of those creations, those dolls, and then we get distressed. And this is what Baba is saying, you should not become childish. This is all waste thoughts. Baba is giving, see, thoughts are your creation. It means thoughts are your creation. You are playing this doll game. Stop this doll game. stop this doll game. If you read this, I was reading this entire Murli. This is a 26th March 1970. If you read the entire Murli, this has come in between. But Baba has said so many good things in this Murli about creation. All about mental creation. What things you create. So, stop playing the doll games and stop being creative. It should be positive creativity. We should create something good. Not these wasteful things. Because they will make you suffer like anything. He is saying, you are saying, your accurate creations, sulti rachana, and inaccurate creation, ulti rachana. That's what word Baba has used. They have translated in this way. So, and with a very fast speed. So, you give time and then you try to finish. Now apply a break to this creation. That's what Baba is saying. Stop a break. Okay? Om Shanti.